Good morning, everybody. We have Hunter Craig come to speak to us today. I think almost everybody here is probably familiar with his work. He's developed a few communities as president of Hunter E. Craig Company. Some of the communities are Earliesville Forest, Mill Creek, Mill Creek Industrial Park, Highlands and Macombs River, Forest Ridge, Foxcroft, Western Ridge, Fox Chase, and Kendridge. I mean, what doesn't he do? I wanted to say that when I called up Hunter to ask him to be here today, he said, you know, Larry, I was planning on taking the day off, but you know, I love you guys at CAR, and I'd love to be there. So I'd like to bring Hunter Craig up and tell us a little bit about his little community called Biscuit Run.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you all. Thank you for the kind invitation. I'm excited to be here. Special thanks to Lori Chapman. Thank you very much. And to Dave Phillips. Thank you all. I can tell you, it's really nice to be at a gathering where, having been to the Planning Commission, the Board of Supervisors many times, thank you, where I'm always the focus and the target, it's great to see you all go after lawyers, and I enjoyed that. They laughed. Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. We're very excited. I talked to a couple people today, and they said it's a down market. It may be a down market at the moment, but I can tell you what we're seeing. We're dealing with national players who are saying in 12 to 18 months we're out of lots. So they're panicking. The sense of urgency they have, unlike your buyers today, but the builders have a tremendous sense of urgency that I haven't seen ever in my career. And they're coming at us like I've never seen in my career. Four lots. And we have orders today for 600 lots in Biscuit Run. I can tell you, 10 years ago, that would have been impossible to ever have orders for 600 lots a year before you break ground. That would never happen. It just wouldn't happen. So a long way of saying, and I'm going to circle back to this idea, we have a tsunami of baby boomers coming to this town. They're not here yet, but they're just starting. A lot of pent-up demand. I can't tell you when it's going to... The man's going to hit us, whether it's 3, 6, or 12 months. But it's coming, and I'm talking to everybody from Lennar, Toll Brothers, Ryan, all the local builders, all the national developers. And you know what they love? They love Charlottesville. We've had to go out to the credit markets recently to get additional debt for Biscuit Run. And as you're reading in the papers, I can't even read the papers anymore because I'm not sure it's relevant to what we are here in Charlottesville. They're saying you can't get debt financing for Biscuit Run. 2 weeks later, I have four proposals. People love Charlottesville, and we're seeing significant demand. I'll be very brief. Larry said I only had 10 minutes, so I'll give you a quick rundown on Biscuit Run. On the screen is the town center, which we think it's going to look like. I'm a strong believer that the town center can't come later. It's got to come first, and it's got to come with a Starbucks and a dry cleaners and a grocery store. And it's got to come on day one, and it's got to be nice, and we can't cut corners. And I can tell you we're going to make that happen. We're talking to several joint venture partners because the numbers have gotten crazy. This is the game. We're no longer in Kansas. The game has changed. 10 years ago, you could do it for $10 million. Now you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Development costs alone for Biscuit Run would be $200, $300 million, depending on final cost of inflation. Let me give you just a general idea of where it is. The Ravana Trails is the blue line on top. The city is on top of your screen. Biscuit Run is down at the bottom here. All this is Biscuit Run. You have Route 20 here, Monticello up here. You have Fifth Street here. Trailer Park, which we made a deal with Habitat for Humanity, so that'll be redeveloped. Connector Road will go east and west. Currently, you have 20, Avon Street north and south, and Fifth Street north and south. We will build an east-west connector here, and we'll also build an east-west connector. Here is a commercial property that we own, 80 acres, and you will see either a Target, Kroger, Harris Teeter, Lowe's, Home Depot. We have offers from all of those on the table, and again, that's unheard of. 10 years ago, they never put bids on a property before it's developed. There is significant pent-up demand for this area for commercial. I think residential is coming. This is a blow-up of the Biscuit Run. The total property is 1,230 acres. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on marketing studies. And who can tell me what the number one item people want in their new lifestyle community? Walking trails. I mean, we were blown away. I mean, they expect the pool, the tennis courts, the clubhouse. That's a given. But they want walking trails. So we've produced 60 miles of possible walking trails, 28 miles on site. We'll build a connection up to the Ravana Trail so you can leave your home, walk on 60 miles, and never walk on the same trail twice. Walk all the way around the city, or you can ride on your bike. That's a great expense, so the game again has changed. But I think that's part of what we're seeing in our arena today is we have to change and be significantly different from who we were 10 years ago. The cul-de-sac game is over, and that market is still there to a small degree. But on the bell curve is this baby boom generation that's coming, and that's who we're going to sell to. And frankly, a lot of them are here. There are 195,000 UVA alumni. At least 50% want to live here in some capacity. Over at Kenridge, we sold a bunch of houses over there. Technically, Ryan sold them. I sold Ryan the lots. I would bet you 40% will not spend more than 4 weeks there out of the year. 14 days ago, they sold the model. I took a friend in who wanted to buy the model. Listed for $1,050,000. They had just sold it for over $1 million. 42-foot wide villa on a $250,000 lot. With this baby boom tsunami is coming, and frankly, I don't think we have any product here that really fits everything they want. You know, that's not to say anything bad about Branchlands, and I think we have a night. They want lifestyle. They want the downtown mall in suburbia with tremendous walking trails, and they want it affordable. They want smaller units. Our data is saying they want smaller units, but they want better quality. They want a lot of rock. They want a lot of brick. So we have to change. Our game is changing. We worked a lot with the county on transit stops. We're going to have our own transit service. And what we proffered, and we'll probably do it sooner, but I proffered after the 500th unit, we would have our own transit service. I think we need to do better than that. I think our buses need to be electric. They need to be clean, so that everybody feels comfortable riding on the buses. They're free, so it's a different ride experience than many of us experience today. I went on the bus the other day. I could barely breathe after all the diesel fumes. That's not the experience we want to have our customers experience. The average today is 10 vehicles trips per person, so everybody's saying 30,000 vehicle trips per day are coming out of Biscuit Run. Never going to happen. The average in this country today for retirees is 4 vehicle trips per day. It's going to be, I bet it'll be less than that. It'll be less than 40% of what a lot of people are saying it's going to be. The retirees today, they're very active, but they're active on their bikes, their feet, don't want to get in their cars, and that's what we're selling here. And we're blown away by the marketing data we have for Biscuit Run. And the national builders see it, the Lennars, the Toll Brothers, the Ryans. Lennar is one of the biggest builders in the country. This give you an idea of the preservation we did. It's never happened before. 780 acres out of 1,230 are preserved in park, conservation, and preservation. This area here is 402-acre green park. We gave it to the county. They broke my arm, but we gave it to them. The county wants to build some ball fields here. We have proffered to build one AstroTurf field with lights, which we'll build right on the edge of the park. We've offered it to soccer, and I know they're going to have their own facility, but I think we'll have a lot of soccer and lacrosse tournaments. Just to give you an idea, the game is yet changing again. We had no idea what we were getting into, but you know, we settled on $30 million. That's a lot of money. And those are train riding cash dollars. $16 million was cash, $9 million was direct construction, dedications was $7 million. That's $11,000 per unit. Everybody says, you know, that's a lot of money. I think they're going to $50,000 per unit. And if they do, Biscuit Run will be probably have the greatest significant competitive advantage that's ever existed in this town. I'm not advocating that. I think it's bad. I think it makes first-time home buying virtually impossible. So our market is retirees. Our price points are going to be $200,000 to $2 million. We're going to have at least 10 price points in between. The retirees are all across the spectrum. We hope to be under construction within 12 months. We're doing our first section now. We received rezoning in September after 2 years. We purchased the property on October 25th, 2 years ago, for $46 million in cash, and I couldn't breathe for a week. But, my point today, the game has changed. We're in a different world. I know it's slow now, but we have this massive tsunami who's coming of different buyers, and we're very positive on Biscuit Run and going full speed ahead. Several people said, aren't you glad you're in the planning stages? No, I wish we were a year ahead of where we are, because the baby boom generation, which is 1946 to 1964, is just starting. Warren Buffett said it's, I don't know how he figured it, but he said it starts in 3 months. But it's here. Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'll be happy to take any and all questions. Yes. We're going to have 3,000 total units. We're going to have a mix of apartments, condominiums, townhouses, and single-family detached. Within each of those, we'll have two or three price points. So we're going to be all across the board. I mean, 3,000 units. Jeff's here. I don't know how many units are in Forest Lakes, but 1,600. So we're roughly twice Forest Lakes. It's a large piece of property. It's 2 miles from one side to the other. That road alone is probably $40, $50 million. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy large. But that's what the buyers want today. That's what the buyers want. Yes? I would like to, we're looking at Earthcraft in Leeds, and I would like to participate in both of those. So I think it'll be better than anything we've done in the past. To give you a data point, we just signed a deal with Whole Foods to come to town. Partner and I bought the lease on Kmart, and so I went to Whole Foods and said, golly gee, you've been trying to get that started across the street for a long time. How about coming over here? So we just inked a deal with them, and they're going to do platinum leads, which is high as it gets, and I can tell you, I read in the paper where they say 5% more, it's probably 30 to 40% more. The demolition of the Terrace Theater, I had a budget of $76,000 and a bid for $76,000. It was over double that after leads, which means we recycle everything in the building we can on site. I don't think anybody here in this town has done a platinum certification before. Whole Foods is a great corporation. Energy efficiencies built in. They're going to have a grass roof, underground parking, which reduces the footprint. I think you're going to see some exciting things. We met with the Nature Conservancy on rainwater collection. I think we've got to start doing that right away. 5 years ago, I don't think the buyers would have paid for it. Today, they will pay for it. And it's our job to give the buyers what they want. Biscuit Run, we've tried to meet the market. We're not trying to define the market. We've been all ears for 2 years and millions of dollars worth of studies. We want to know exactly what that buyer wants. And I can tell you, they're willing to pay for rain capture today. They're willing to pay for energy efficiency, green, green, and green. And they're willing to pay for it. Yes, sir. I think you're looking at 10 to 15 years. I'm blown away, but we have orders right now for 300 lots each year for the first 2 years. So under that scenario, it'd be 10 years. I mean, that seems like a lot to me. So I'd be careful. I'd give a little leeway. I'd say 15 years. But nationally, the builders are out of lots in 12 to 18 months. So they're moving product through the system. It's tough right now, I understand that. Margins are reduced, but they're moving a lot of product through the system. If you'd ever told me that we'd be selling 250,000 $1,000 villa lot in Charlottesville, Virginia, I'd have said, never happened. You know, and you know, everybody's a victim of their own circumstances. And my teeth were cut with my brother and father in Earlysville Forest, where we built for $52,000. You got the lot, the house, the trash bin, the driveway, the refrigerator, everything. And we were happy to make $7,000 a lot on the whole package. And we lost money on 15% of the whole of all of them. So, you know, it's a lot of opportunity. Yes. What they want also want is spa treatments. We're talking to several joint venture partners. We're talking to Auberge and some of the high-end spa providers. I think it's a given. You have a pool, you have the aerobics room, you have the cycling room. I think those are all givens. I think those are baseline. 10 years ago, they were exceptional. Today, they're baseline. And we're probably looking at a small... to my amazement, Ritz is looking at doing 96 Ritz condominiums hotel. So it's going to be. I think we have to offer many more choices today. So you'll see spa, walking trails is just the start. The programming is big. The programming is big. We'll have to have a full-time person to administer all the programs of classes. And, this is new to me. It's new to me, but the data is crystal clear. It is not, and we've done it from several studies, several different times, from several different people. And the data is just, it's blowing me away at how clear it is that we've got to do something grossly different from what we've done in the past. And I think the best way is to take the downtown mall. They want that, but they want it in their neighborhood. So it obviously can't be the same size, but it can be a reduced size. And I've toured all over the country. There are some very nice examples. Chapel Hill has a great example that's very successful. And it's rubber meets the road. It works. You have restaurants. Go down there on a Friday night, and you'll probably see 300 or 400 people having dinner outside. It's very attractive. I think you're going to have both elevators and first floor, but the first floor is, I think you're going to see so much more of that product. I think you're going to look back 20 years and laugh at the product we're designing now. I think it's got to have a lot more pizzazz. Our marketing data says pizzazz, 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 and whether it's vaulted ceilings and... I took my friend in that model at Kenridge. He said, I'll buy it. You know, he just captured his imagination. It was really good. But I'm thank you all for the opportunity. It's great to be here, and look forward to working with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Oh, thank you very much, Lori. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Hunter. We appreciate that update, and it's exciting times coming our way, I think.